Meeting to order. Thank you very much for being here. It's May 6, 2019. I do realize this is a tough time to get everyone together. I appreciate your arranging your schedule to be here. It should be a fairly quick meeting, but some important things that we have to take care of before we end this session, if we ever end this session. We'll have a roll call first.
Senator Coghill.
Here.
Senator Costello. Senate President Giesel.
Here.
Senator Hoffman.
Here.
Senator Stedman.
Here.
Senator Von Imhoff.
Here.
Speaker Edgman.
Here.
Representative Foster.
Here.
Representative Johnson. Representative Kopp. Representative Thompson.
Here.
Representative Wilson.
Here.
Vice Chair Stutes.
Here.
Chair Stevens.
Here.
Right, 12 members.
Thank you. Let's move on to the approval of minutes. Representative Stutes, you have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Council approve the minutes dated April 11th, 2019, as presented.
Thank you. Any corrections or additions? Or motion, any corrections or additions to the minutes as presented? Hearing and seeing none, those minutes are approved. Moving on to ratification of charity events. Representative Stutes, again, a motion,
thank
please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Council ratify the Chair's sanctioning of the following charitable event per Alaska Statute 24.60.080A, Section 2B.
Thank you.
And second annual Flying Through Time Silver Gala.
Thank you, Representative Stutes. I'll object for purposes of discussion. And just so you know, we did sanction that event and verified that it is a 501c3 organization. Any discussion on this motion? I'll remove my objection then. If no further objection, then that event is ratified. Moving on to, I'm sorry, Representative Kopp is also here. Thank you, Representative Kopp. Moving on to committee business, beginning with the per diem budget transfer. Representative Stutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that Legislative Council approve a transfer in the amount of $292,284 from the salaries and allowances allocation to Senate per diem 30-day extended session allocation, $97,260, and House per diem 30-day extended session allocation, $195,024, and that any unexpended funds be transferred back to salaries and allowances.
Well, thank you. I'll object for purposes of discussion. Jessica, could you talk about this a little bit?
For the record, Jessica Geary, Executive Director of Legislative Affairs. The per diem was moved into separate components and allocations a couple of fiscal years ago, and that makes transferring funds very difficult. And so this transfer will allow us to pay the session per diem. We have corrected this for FY20, so this shouldn't be a problem going forward. Usually it could just be an accounting function, but we're prohibited from transferring funds between appropriations. So that's why this is necessary.
Thank you, Jessica. So we are transferring an additional 10 days just in case, but if that is not needed, that'll be moved back into that account. Any questions or comments, discussion? We'd have a roll call vote, please. And I actually withdraw my objection and do a roll call.
Okay. Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Costello.
Yes.
Senate President Giesel.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Senator Stedman. Senator Von Imhoff.
Yes.
Speaker Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Representative Johnson. Representative Kopp.
Yes.
Representative Thompson.
Yes.
Representative Wilson.
Yes.
Vice Chair Stutes.
Yes.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
13 yeas.
Thank you. That motion passes. We also have a couple of contract approvals. The first is Terry Miller Building Retaining Wall, Cap, and Rail. And Representative Stutes for motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that Legislative Council approve the award of ITB 633 to Carver Construction, LLC for a total contract price of $132,739 out of existing capital funds.
Well, thank you. And I'll object for purposes of discussion and ask J.C. Kessel to come forward, if you would. J.C., thanks for being here. Could you give us a brief explanation of this project?
Thank you, Chair Stevens. For the record, my name is J.C. Kessel, Procurement Officer for the Legislative Affairs Agency. On February 26, 2019, the Legislative Affairs Agency issued ITB 633 to solicit bids from general construction contractors to perform the Terry Miller Legislative Office Building retaining wall cap and rail project. The ITB was published on the state's online public notices site and advertised with the plans room in Anchorage, Alaska. ITB 633 closed on March 25, 2019. Four proposals were received and opened from Carver Construction LLC, Dawson Construction LLC, Silver Bow Construction Company, and Alaska Commercial Contractors Incorporated. The bidder with the lowest total bid price was Carver Construction LLC, with a total price of $132,739.00. A bid abstract is attached for your reference. Based on the above information, the agency recommends the award of ITB 633 to Carver Construction LLC in the amount of $132,739.00. I would be happy to answer any questions about the ITB process, and John Casey, the project director and capital building manager, is available to answer any questions regarding the project.
Thank you, JC. Of course, we're all familiar with the RFP process. Could you briefly explain what ITB stands for and how that process works?
ITB stands for Invitation to Bid. An ITB is, in difference from an RFP, is basically the lowest bidder is the winner for an ITB. Typically, we know what it is exactly what we're looking for to purchase with an ITB, as opposed to an RFP. We look for proposals on how to accomplish the project best. And an RFP process is reviewed through a PEC, or a Proposal Evaluation Committee, and they grade the RFP, or each proposal to accomplish an RFP, as opposed to an ITB is just the lowest bidder.
Thank you, JC. Any discussion? I'll remove my, yes, Senator Coghill.
Just a timing issue. I know we were talking about doing the windows on that building. When would this fold in? Would it be simultaneous or separate?
Thank you. JC, could you talk about the timing of the project and how it works with the window project?
Through the chair, Senator Coghill. The window and exterior renovation project is slated to begin beginning of July, with the south face of the Terry Miller building being completed first. Once the south face of the Terry Miller building is completed, the retaining wall project will start, and we anticipate by mid-August.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Then no further questions. I'll remove my objection and take a roll call, please, Jessica.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Costello.
Yes.
Senate President Giesel.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Senator Stedman. Senator Von Imhoff.
Yes.
Speaker Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Representative Kopp.
Yes.
Representative Thompson.
Yes.
Representative Wilson.
Yes.
Vice Chair Stutes.
Yes.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
13 yeas.
Thank you. The second contract we have before us is the Bethel Office Space renewal. Representative Stutes for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that Legislative Council approve renewal number 2 of the lease for Bethel Office Space in the amount of $80,450.16.
Well, thank you. I'll object for purposes of discussion. And JC, if you'd come back up and do a brief, you're already there, do a brief explanation. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair Stevens. The original lease agreement between the Legislative Affairs Agency and Tanista Incorporated for office space in Bethel, Alaska, was for a 3-year term that began July 1st, 2015 and terminated June 30th, 2018. There were 3 lease renewals available under the original lease agreement, each for a 1-year period. We have exercised one of the renewal options. Renewal number 1 of the lease expires on June 30th, 2019, and we would like Approval to proceed with renewal number 2 for the period of July 1st, 2019 through June 30th, 2020. If Legislative Council approves renewal number 2, this lease will have one more renewal of the lease available before we must issue a bid or do a lease extension. This lease exceeds $35,000 in one fiscal year, therefore Legislative Council's approval is required.
Thank you, JC. Senator Hoffman is here, so we always like a little pleading at moments like this, but yes, Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Does this include utilities and everything, or is it just the space?
Through the chair, Representative Wilson, yes, it does include utilities.
And a follow-up?
Yes, please.
And could you tell me, besides Senator Hoffman, who else utilizes it? And I believe they have only one LIO person who actually, I don't know whether it's an LIO individual or whether it's a staff member to one of the representatives or senators.
Through the chair, Representative Wilson. Yes, Senator Hoffman's office is an occupant, as well as Representative Zukowski's office, along with one LIO individual.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative Wilson. Any further comments? I'll remove my objection then and have a roll call, please.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Costello.
Yes.
Senate President Giesel.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Senator Von Imhoff.
Yes.
Speaker Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Representative Kopp.
Yes.
Representative Thompson.
Yes.
Representative Wilson.
Yes.
Vice Chair Stutz.
Yes.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
13 yeas.
Wow, we let Senator Hoffman off easy on that one. So moving on to the final contract, it's fiscal year 20 Microsoft Enterprise Software Renewal. Representative Stutz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the Legislative Council authorize the Microsoft fiscal year 20 licensing payment to the Software House International for $144,402.52.
Well, thank you, and I'll object for purposes of discussion. Tim Banaszek is with us here. Thanks for being here, Tim. If you'd give us an explanation of what this is all about.
Certainly. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And again, thank you, too, to the council members for helping us by taking some of your lunch hour to get through some of these housekeeping businesses that are important to us. So what you have before you is our annual payment for the Microsoft software licensing. And just to give you a little background, in 2018, Legislative Council approved the first installment for the state of Alaska's three-year contract with Software House International, aka SHI, which provides the Microsoft products, including Windows 10, Windows Server, the operating systems, the Microsoft Office suite that most of us are familiar with, such as Word, Excel, Outlook, PowerPoint, Skype for Business, OneNote, Publisher, and on and on. This is actually the second of three installments, and it's important too to note that the IT subcommittee has taken the time to kind of delve into this and make sure that we're getting what we're paying for. And I think the council members may appreciate knowing too that the state of Alaska, the executive branch, hired a third-party negotiator when this three-year contract was signed to look at other states and make sure that the state was getting its best pricing for this contract. And so we can rest assured, both as the executive branch, the legislative branch, and then the judicial branch also gets to take advantage of this as well. And then I also want to just acknowledge Doug Lesh's from your office, Mr. Chairman, helped coordinate the IT subcommittee and the agenda, and so that was very helpful with that as well. So some due diligence has gone into making sure this is correct. And then following on, this agreement also provides licensing to operate some of our critical infrastructure systems. That includes the Windows operating system, our server, our databases, our BASIS network that all of us are familiar with, and our websites, the public internet, the intranet site. And also something that's been really helpful under this agreement is we now have storage that comes with this, email storage. And some of you remember the days where we had less than 1 gig of storage and had to constantly clean that out. Under this agreement, we have 100 gigs of storage per mailbox with unlimited archiving, protected one drive for file sharing, software, licensing, collaboration, things of that nature. Finally, an important part of all of this, Mr. Chairman and members of the council, is that this provides the software assurances so that we are getting our application updates or security updates, patching updates, and I think most of us are quite familiar with the attacks that occur against systems, and so we need to be up to date to protect the intellectual property of the legislature. This renewal, which begins July 1st, 2019, provides the benefits of a reduced volume pricing discount that we mentioned. We also get some additional support that goes with that, as well as training for technical and non-technical staff for this. And then finally, Mr. Chairman, the legislature's portion of this agreement is for FY 2020, is for $144,402.52, which is budgeted under the administrative services allocation and requires legislative council's approval, which is why we're here today. If this request were not approved, Mr. Chairman, the legislature would no longer have access to email, Microsoft Office, critical infrastructure systems would be exposed to internet exploits on July 1 of this year. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Tim. Several legislators mentioned to me that the losing of emails might not be such a bad idea, but no one really wants to do that.
Let me know, and we could help you with that.
Thank you. Further questions or comments? Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I just want clarification. Did you say that the legislature purchases this and then other agencies and the governor and utilize this service for free?
Through the chair, Representative Wilson, I apologize. I probably didn't articulate that correctly. The executive branch created a master contract with Microsoft that allows the executive branch to purchase licenses for the executive branch under that discounted price structure for government entities. We purchase our licenses for the legislature under that master contract, but we pay for our services. I can assure you none of that is for free.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And just for the record, I'm fine writing letters. I think it's a nice personal touch.
Thank you, Representative Wilson. Further comments or questions, Senator Hoffman.
Yes, thank you. Can you explain where these softwares are utilized? Are they utilized in all the LIOs throughout the state as well?
Through the chair, Senator, absolutely, yes. So anytime you turn your computer on anywhere, whether it's a laptop, if it's your workstation, if it's the LIO, particularly in the LIOs, in order for the LIOs to operate, this licensing must be in place. Otherwise, your computers will not turn on. You will not have email access, communicating with constituents, people that will not occur July 1 that will be shut off. But yes, to your question, these are heavily used by the LIOs.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Further questions or comments? I'll remove my objection. Jessica, call the roll.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Costello.
Yes.
Senate President Giesel.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Senator Von Imhoff.
Yes.
Speaker Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Representative John. Representative Kopp.
Yes.
Representative Thompson.
Yes.
Representative Wilson.
Yes.
Vice Chair Stutes.
Yes.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you, Jessica. If there's nothing further to come before the committee, we are adjourned at 12:17.